Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's Friday.
We are so excited.
It's almost the weekend.
Yay!
And you know what that means.
It's Friday. It's time to party.
It's time to party like it's 1699.
That's weird.
Yeah,
we're a freak show.
Yeah, but it's our
freak show.
It is out of sheer morbid curiosity. I'm allowing this freak show to continue.
Okay, let's go.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It is the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Loving it. Every minute of it because it's Friday. It's Friday. So what do you have planned for this weekend? You might want to do some reading up on some very interesting articles and check out the... now people have me doing it. It's the Epic Times, but... That's the American pronunciation. In Europe, it's Epoch Times. So it doesn't matter what you call it. But you got to call it good journalism. And the stories that, well, others just don't seem to care about. Love this headline. Recount confirms Trump won Michigan county that reported Biden win on election night. Antrim County getting a lot of publicity right now, and they should be. The recount in Antrim County found 9,759 votes for President Donald Trump versus 5,959 for Biden. Anybody care? I sure as hell do. It was a rigged election. And for the people out there who don't believe it, wow. Wow. Really? You're going to stay that hardcore? Well, you're going to have some major disappointments coming up here real soon. Oh, thank you for the text already. Already, I've been getting texts and emails since 6 o'clock this morning. So Biden crime family can't even get security clearance. That's a good one. We're going to have to talk more about security clearances because there's some major, major garbage going on right now. And that is... a report that is suggesting that the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, is already working with the he's not president-elect Joe Biden to go after AR-15 pistol braces. Why would the ATF be doing that? The ATF has reclassified a small sliver of AR-15 pistols with stabilizer braces, get this, as short barrel rifles. Therefore, that places them under the purview of the National Firearms Act. Shall not be infringed upon. Sounds like an infringement. At some point in the show today, we'll have our very own Jerry Evans, who would like to make a few comments on this subject, and that will be more than welcome. When we open up the phone lines, you're more than welcome to comment on it as well. I love personal comments. I went on to a local news site last night online, and it's not the news stories so much that get you. It's the comments that show the ignorance of people. Bypass the story and go straight to the comments. Because it's very bothersome how people cannot think for themselves. And just because a local story is put out, that's the end all be all. Doesn't work that way. I loved throwing out some information for the people who are on the COVID story last night of the comments on one of these stories. Going on and on about how everybody has to get their vaccination or this will never go away. This is never going away. Because once they get you to take this vaccination, which, by the way, there's a wonderful video out of Tennessee with a nurse after receiving the vaccination who passes out live on the air. You might want to check that one out. You might want to check out a few of the other stories about how they left people with allergies out of the sample studies when they were actually studying the efficacy and the side effects of the virus. Now, people with allergies from anything, allergies from medication, allergies from food, allergies from animals, are coming down with disastrous side effects. So do people in these companies know what they're talking about? Do you trust the people that actually work in the industry? Because if you do, why would you not take into consideration that two doctors, including the former Pfizer top executive, warning people and warning other medical agencies that the vaccines could cause permanent infertility? Permanent infertility. What would that be going after? Could that be going after population control? But I guess people who, you know, worked with Pfizer and worked leading the company, I guess they just don't know anything now. I loved the comment on the story how, you know, Trump is controlling all of the vaccines. He's making up, you know, he's calling people up and saying, you know, don't distribute them to these places and we need to hold back. And then somebody had the gall to say that we should have held more vaccines back in this country rather than shipping them off to other countries. Had to point out the fact that other countries as well are making their own vaccines. Some people just don't get it. They just don't get it. And they don't do any research at all before they open their mouths and start saying things. Like the fact that Big Pharma, get this, is actually suing the whistleblowers who went public about the COVID-19 vaccine side effects. Why would you do that? Big Pharma hitting back against a whistleblower who has come forward to detail the horrific side effects that he experienced from COVID-19 vaccines. Interesting. Yeah, we don't want anybody saying anything bad about the vaccine. You know what? You want the vaccine, you can have mine. Because I ain't taking it. One of the biggest problems I see, though, is the fact that, I love this story. because one of the blatant comments on there was about the 300,000 people that have died. Put that on Trump's plate. Blame Trump for that. Somebody, not me, made the comment about those numbers are faked. They're false. So this person came back with, I don't believe that these professionals would actually falsify government documents. Oh my gosh. I can't believe how stupid some people are. We've had doctors come forward and say that they were threatened with not only their jobs, but with their licenses to practice medicine if they didn't fill out the death certificate that this person died of COVID-19. People are so ignorant. Let's go to the news. Colorado coroner outraged over inflated COVID death tolls after finding gunshot victims were included in the tolls. Doctors, coroners, medical professionals all across this country. Oh, you don't trust them? How about Dr. Birx? How about the CDC? How about the World Health Organization? All admitting that the numbers are skewed because everybody who has the COVID virus detected in them at the time of death, and they were even going back and doing tests on dead people, at the time of their death is listed as a COVID death. So for all those people here in Northern Nevada that think these numbers are so outrageous that you need to shut down an entire economy, you are so freaking ignorant that it hurts my heart. It hurts me physically. Makes me physically sick that people have given up so much control over what they listen to, over what they believe in, over what they can trust, that you can't do any critical thinking or even look for another story across balance. People here in Northern Nevada have died from cancer, from heart-related illnesses that they already had, from stroke, all kinds of different things. And I do believe we have gunshot wounds as well, traffic accidents that have been listed as COVID deaths. So for all this garbage that you're being fed through the mainstream media that you are just sucking up to believe that these numbers are real to keep the economy shut down, that's all it is. I feel sorry for you. Because if you're just going to blindly swallow that, well, what else are you going to give into? Today's poll question. We have more problems than we can handle coming at us. And it's just going to get worse. Not just the ATF story this morning. Not just the Michigan county that declared Biden the winner, Antrim County. That Trump actually won. How many counties across this country? How many counties across this country are going to be proven to be fraud. And the media still screams, there's no fraud in this election. Because people will come back and say, well, that's just one county. Yeah, that's 3,000 votes in one county. How many other counties are off? Today's poll question. I'll explain more when we come back from the break. The No Surprises Act that they are trying to push into law right now, today, is a requirement, puts law, a requirement that all of your health data goes into a federal database. All of your health data. So there's the question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should your health information, all of it, be placed in a federal database? Interesting that they'd even want that. Tracking, maybe? Government-subsidized healthcare? Yesterday's poll question, White Pine County, Nevada, nullified governor's COVID restrictions, declaring their own economic emergency. Should we do that? Should more counties do that? 97% said yes. We'll be back with a special treat. We have some pretty amazing listeners. Yeah, a sweet treat for you coming up. I'll tell you what it is. Next on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Hallmark Channel knows you're stuck inside the house, so we're giving you an entire weekend of Christmas favorites, including this brand new Hallmark classic. Emily left her small town to make it big, but now she's back home to save the tinsel factory.
Yes, Mom, I just booked my ticket. I'll see you in a few days.
And that's where she met Jacob.
Jacob, what's wrong? You look flushed.
It's that new girl, Emily. I've fallen head over heels.
Love does some crazy things to you. Did I ever tell you about that time your mom and I were outside an orphanage? She took her top off.
Hey, hold on, Dad. It's Emily. Hello?
Jacob?
Hey, you.
Jacob, you might be getting a call from the health department.
Health department?
Well, I was kind of in China for a few months, and then I went on a cruise to Italy.
Oh!
It's Quarantined for Christmas, part of the special Christmas movie marathon, this weekend on the Hallmark Channel.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk.
For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
We have the smartest, most generous listeners. And I love that. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I have to let you know that we have a special surprise contest today for the Chocolate Shop, one of our great sponsors here. Yep. That's courtesy of Frankie. Because my worrisome little Frankie, who's not so worried anymore, because she pays attention and she does her own research on what's going on around us. She won and was so excited that she won a certificate to the chocolate shop. But she can't use it now because she can't get to it and get onto her travels. Because, yes, people are traveling for Christmas. They are going to see family and friends for the holidays, because that's what it's about. They're trying to keep you shut down, but she's smarter than that. So she gave us back the certificate. So I'm going to do something special for her when they get back from their travels. But for you right now, because of that unselfishness to take something that you can't use, we've got it for you again. This is our last certificate to give away now for the chocolate shop. A $25 gift certificate for a box of chocolate truffles. Ah, perfect. So be listening for your chance to win. And make sure you participate in the show today, because we've got a lot of things to talk about, including Wow. Including the fact that now we have this act that is coming forward. That is just, it's called, and who comes up with the names of these things? The No Surprises Act. I don't know, maybe it's a fluke. Because it is actually a surprise attack on patient choice. I mean, you can pretty much guarantee that any time Congress claims that it's protecting patients, the alarm bells should be going off. Ding, 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 ding. The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act has, of course, harmed patients and increased costs, even though, Obama said, well, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Anybody remember that? Yeah. So this legislation is full of bad surprises, including the fact that they've been talking about it for 2 days now, and they're looking at voting on it. So you need to contact your legislators today. Today. Amaday. All of the senators in the South, all of the Congress people in the South, and say no to the No Surprises Act. Because if that goes through, then there's going to be a federal database put into place with all of your health information. What happened to HIPAA? What happened to that being private? They can't even go with the laws that are already put in place. All in the guise of your protection. Everything they do in the guise of your safety, in the guise of protecting you. It's all just a bunch of bull scat. It's control. They can't even keep their own systems safe from hacking. The DOD, all of these other government agencies that supposedly protect us, had to go offline because of a major hack. CISA, the Cyber Intelligence Security Agency, is even coming back now and saying it's even worse than we thought. Yeah, 100% secure election, my butt. But there you have it. You got to get on the phone. You got to get on the emails. And search for yourself No Surprises Act in Congress. Or just No Surprises Act. Do it today. Or it could be too late. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Oh, so much so, because I'm going to see friends and family, and just like I did the other night when I went to a big Christmas party dinner meeting for Mount Rose, getting hugs and being able to tell everybody Merry Christmas and let's have an awesome 2021. That's what they don't want. They don't want people getting together and having fun and talking to each other. Oh, the conversations that we had. Sharing information. Why do you think the attacks on pubs and restaurants and places of worship, gyms, people gather, they talk. They share information, which is exactly what we do here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. The information that you need to know about, and you need to know about this one right now. Today's poll question, the No Surprises Act puts into law a requirement that all of your health data go into a federal database. You okay with that? Doesn't that go against HIPAA? They can't even follow their own laws. This is why everything is so convoluted, and you know, you get, oh, we'll do this that surpasses this, and people won't get it. They won't understand. Yeah. You know why they want all your health information in one place, right? So they can just go one by one and just search everybody. Did you get the vaccination? It's a way of weeding people out. The troublemakers like me, who don't believe they're scat. The troublemakers like you and me, who have brains that we can go out and we can find the information that they're not giving us. Like the fact that this virus, the created virus that hasn't even been pinpointed yet for the COVID SARS-2, hasn't even been pinpointed. How can they make a virus or a vaccine for a virus component that hasn't even been detected or isolated yet? That's why even Fauci comes out and says, well, you know, even after you take the vaccine, guess what? You still have to wear a mask. You still have to isolate. You still have to quarantine. You still have to stay 6 feet apart. Then what's the point of taking a vaccine? I just cannot believe the number of sheeple out there. It's all about tracking, control, and the Great Reset. That a hell of a lot more people need to start waking up to, or we're all doomed. People died for the freedom of this country. And people are making others feel bad. Well, people are dying from COVID. Yeah, you know how many people have died actually from COVID? From COVID. Less than 10,000. 99.6% survival rate, depending on your age group and your underlying conditions, like cancer, heart disease. Don't give in. There are more of us who understand what's going on than the sheeple. Don't let them turn your mind otherwise. We are the masses. We are the majority. Yesterday's poll, White Pine County, Nevada. The county commissioners there nullified the governor's COVID restrictions, declaring their own economic emergency. So should other Nevada counties do that? 97% said yes. Oh, wait a minute. I just got a reply to, hi, Monica. This just came across. Hi, Monica. I would be glad to get on the air at 11:08 with you if it still works for you guys. Ian Bolas. White Pine County Commissioner. He's the gentleman that put that all together for White Pine County. Just confirmed the interview at 11:08. I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear how somebody with a backbone can help share the message to all of our county commissioners here. All the county commissioners in Nevada. How we can actually help Nevadans survive the tyranny that is taking over right now and the lies that are spreading through the medical profession to fool people. Not only through the medical profession, through the federal government, through the county and state governments. Unbelievable. Watched a presentation from the media representatives all getting together. Well, no, they didn't all get together. There's like six different companies, corporations that got together to help push the BS for marketing. I encourage you to go watch it and then watch it with a critical eye. Watch it for what it is. Propaganda. Not being able to show people, you know, all of those hundreds of beds that are supposedly full. Overworked, They focus in on one bed. They focus in on one person. Oh, well, they can't show everybody. That's against their HIPAA violation. You know what? You can run a camera along a row of beds and show feet, or even show the fact that those beds are occupied without showing anybody's face, without showing any medical information. Huh. But they didn't do that, did they? No, just focused on two people. Who one of them isn't even supposedly in the unit anymore. Yeah. So, stick around. We will be talking with Ian Bullis, White Pine County Commissioner, see how one of the smallest counties in Nevada stood up to our biggest bully here in Nevada, and that is Governor Sisolak. Oh, by the way, you might want to, I always encourage people to get onto social media, even Twitter, just for the fun conversations. Like Governor Sisolak, he's a great one to follow. I look forward to a swift and thorough explanation from the federal government regarding this challenge or this change in allegation. States across the country, not just Nevada, deserve a transparent and communicative partner in this effort. You really think Sisolak put that out? Yeah. Somebody's doing his writing for him. So he sent that out, and I love this reply from Kick. Kind of like what we were expecting from you with Dieter. How does it feel to want and need and get no explanation? Exactly. Here's another fun one to follow. AOC, where she's calling, basically everybody who's ever stood with Trump, every GOP person out there, just a bunch of blank and blanks. So Marco Rubio responded, Biden talks about unity and healing, but you want to know what they really think? Read how the person he wants as his next White House Deputy Chief of Staff just called Republicans in Congress a bunch of effers. They don't want unity. They want to fool everybody into thinking they won so they can take total control. Just look at what the ATF is doing right now. Working with Joe Biden to go after AR-15 pistol braces. Oh, who was he putting in charge of all that stuff? Wasn't that Beto? Beto, the one who actually stated for the record, yes, we're coming after your AR-15s and AK-47s. Hell yes, we're coming after them. I'm just getting a note here. A listener just called, wants to know what happened to the Sisolak recall effort. Well, let's see. No media coverage whatsoever, except for me and a talk show host down in Las Vegas. Elected representatives pushed people not to sign it, told people openly it would not work. Not one single elected representative signed it, except for one in Elko, sorry. So it failed. But with that failure comes the fact that the second round of signatures that we gathered, way over 100,000, actually very close to the 200,000 mark, almost three times as many as the first time, but during a shutdown that I could only mention so many times because I have other things that I have to talk about. During a shutdown when people were supposed to be staying at home, we were still able to get three times as many signatures. Being blocked at every way. So it failed. It just goes to show, when you don't have the support of the media, when you don't have the support of the people who you elected to represent you, your voice is ignored. But not here. Talk and text 884-9910. We'll be back with Mike, who I'm sure has some great comments, right after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And I'm a dumbass because I can't read numbers right. Okay, so I got a list of the numbers from the Recall Sisolak campaign, and I was looking at the wrong column of numbers. I was looking at the column of what we needed to get rather than what we got. So total number coming from the Secretary of State's office for the recall effort was 60,000. So that's double the number of what was collected during the first round, just about double of it. So again, it goes back to the same point. If you don't have the media out there helping you, if you don't have your elected representatives, yeah, it's going to fail. Because they said it was going to fail, and they helped cause it fail. Let's go to the talk and text lines here on the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910 and check in with Mike this morning. Hi, Mike. You just got a couple of minutes. What's up?
Yeah, actually, I wanted to go on after Ian because I have a lot to say, and you're probably going to want to have a lot to respond to. But I'll try and make it short. Can I go on after Ian?
Yeah, you can go on after Ian. He's going to call at 11:08. So if you want to call back at, say, 11:20, call back at 11:20 and I'll have you on right after him.
I'll do that.
All right. Thank you very much. So that gives me just a quick opportunity here to make another correction. I screwed the name up. The security agency, it's actually the Cyber Infrastructure Security Agency. That's what CISA is. They, you know, they monitor everything through the federal government. Well, now we're hearing from AmericanMilitaryNews.com that the U.S. Nuclear Weapons Agency was hit by that massive cyber attack. Uh-huh. Yeah. The U.S. agency that manages the nation's stockpile of nuclear weapons. It's the latest federal agency that is reporting to have been hacked. This is all from that SolarWinds operation. You know, SolarWinds, that they keep saying that it's the software, that they keep saying, no, you know, Dominion wasn't one of our clients. Yeah, Dominion was one of their clients. A lot of people were their clients, including a lot of government agencies. What are we going to do about this? It's up to us to correct all of this. Because our government is out of control. And they're flat out lying to you. This SolarWinds hack is the biggest cybersecurity hack in the world. How much have you heard about it? How many federal agencies have you heard are using this software that have been hacked? This is not like getting your Social Security number. It's a hell of a lot worse.